He's having a ball. And, you know, they asked me to get on the mic. And they asked me, can I kick it? Words. Can I kick it?
Yo guys, what's going on? Welcome back to the CW Clinic. My name is Chris. I'm your host, and no one's fired me yet. I'm actually kind of surprised, but we're here. For those of you that are new here, welcome. I appreciate you. We all have a deal listening to the show, which I'll get into here in a second. 6 years ago, I started this podcast in 2018. We have almost 300 episodes. I'm also the founder of Warrior Time. We deal high-end timepieces with a white glove and concierge service. The founder of Warrior Consulting, we teach veterans to become entrepreneurs. I'm also the founder of Warrior Consulting, which is my consulting business where I write, teach, and speak. I wrote Dominate Your Day, A High Performer's Guide to Winning at Life. My second book, which isn't out yet, The Enlightened Entrepreneur. Do a bunch of speaking, and I teach entrepreneurs to scale to and pass the eight-figure mark internationally. Now, here's the thing. Not only do I teach that to my clients, but I give you the same content here for free. My clients I work with through the execution. That's the big difference. Now, I mentioned there was a deal to get this content for free because I want to help you. You, to listen to the show, need to share it with someone and drop a review on Spotify and iTunes. That's the deal. If you want to be great, you got to help people. I'm helping people now for 6 years on this show, and I want to be greater. So if you want to be great, share the show, drop a review on iTunes or Spotify. And today I'm going to teach you managing time and priorities as a new entrepreneur. I have some crazy systems in place for this. I write this in a chapter in my new book, The Enlightened Entrepreneur, and I'm going to teach you how to manage your time and priorities as a new entrepreneur. So let's get into the show. All right, so number one of three. Number one, all right, to manage your time and priorities as an entrepreneur, there's a couple different ways of looking at it, but the number one way I'm going to teach you is this. Day focuses, meaning Monday is a focus, Tuesday is a focus, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so on and so forth. Typically, one day will focus on one topic, or if you have multiple businesses, one day is for each business. Now, Monday will have a focus. In using us as an example, Monday in my companies, we recap the prior week and forecast the week to come. We also get all of the teams moving in the right direction and a lot of back-end office and admin work. On Tuesday, we focus on marketing and sales. On Wednesday, we focus on the nonprofit sort of stuff. And that's pretty much how it goes when it comes to day focuses. I'm going to break down our focuses here momentarily. You could also have social days, call days, meeting days, travel days, anything days. I'm just giving you examples of what we do. Number two, there's three parts to a day. This topic is actually taught by different people, different ways. I've seen it taught by you have 2 days within one day or two parts within one day, three parts within one day, which is what I'm going to teach you, or four parts within one day. It could be said 2 days within a day, three parts within a day, 3 days within a day, four parts or 4 days within a day. It's all the same thing. I didn't know that either. I'm going to teach you three parts or 3 days within a day. Now, how does this work? The first part is 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. in my day. During that 6 hours, I take care of my deep work, my fitness, my spiritual work, and any project that I have to work on to where I can't be interrupted by my team. So 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. is my first part of the day, or depending on how you label it, the first day within my day. The second part of my day is 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. is me working with my teams, me working on projects, and me dealing with clients and sometimes customers. That's my second part of my day. It's also my biggest energy expenditure. I also feed myself properly to harness that. But that's a show and a topic for a new day. The third part of my day is 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Now, for those of you that know me, I'm not awake at 10 p.m. I'm asleep. I'm asleep by 9. But using 6-hour blocks, okay, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. is when I'm basically basically wrapping everything up. A little bit of client work might still be there. A little bit of teamwork might still be there. Maybe a couple of phone calls. I'm wrapping everything up in that third section of the day. And that third section of the day moves into me basically taking time for myself again, you know, washing the dishes, taking the trash out, you know, cleaning the house, getting my clothes ready for the next day, things of that nature, and relaxing before I go to bed. So what I've taught you is there's three parts or 3 days within one day, and scheduling yourself for the first part, the second part, and the third part is vitally critical when it comes to managing your priorities as an entrepreneur. All right, the third part here, I've talked about the days, I've talked about the days within a day or parts of the day. What I'm going to focus on now for you is the weekends. Listen, if you're a new entrepreneur, your weekends are not for partying. They're not for screwing off. They're not for getting drunk. They're there for doing the work. Especially in the beginning, you're going to have very little balance. Why? Because others aren't doing the work on the weekends. But if you're a new entrepreneur, your biggest asset that you have is time, likely not money. So you want to front end invest your time on the weekends to getting ahead of everybody else doing the work. So in 10 years, 15 years, you might not have to work all weekend. I'm telling you, it might take 10 years, it might take 15 years. Me personally, what do I do on the weekends? I still get shit done. I use the weekends to batch my content, review the week prior, and plan the week to come. I don't do big projects on the weekends, but I'll meet clients if I have to. I'll take meetings if I have to, but I definitely do back end work, and I'd recommend you do that too. All right, that's what I got for you when it comes to managing time and priorities as an entrepreneur. I promise you that if you run these fucking plays, all right, you will get ahead. You will manage your time. You will manage your priorities. And when my book comes out, my second book, The Enlightened Entrepreneur, you can read a chapter on how to really, really anchor this in. Now, we had a deal though. The deal was if I gave you some gangster content, you would share this show with a friend, share it on your socials, and leave a review on iTunes and or Spotify. If you do both, I love you and I owe you something. So to keep a deal, it's got to be both ends. I gave you the show, you give me the share and the review. That's how relationships work. Until next time, guys, go out, run the play, and I'll catch you next time.
Yes, can I kick it? Tribe that flows in layers. Right now, Fife is a point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, check your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with the